We have done quite a bit of reporting on how terrorist groups get started and how they develop. Now NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has a story about how a terrorist movement can end. Obama administration officials have been saying that al-Qaeda is on the run. They say hundreds of drone attacks over the past year have hobbled its ranks. As Dina reports, it isn't just the drone attacks that are weakening al-Qaeda. The group may be defeating itself.
I should begin by saying that al-Qaeda is still a very serious threat, and nothing in this report denies the fact that al-Qaeda is very focused on attacking the U.S. any way it can. But if history is any guide, terrorist groups can eventually burn out.
There are different ways that groups end, and those include decapitation or the capture or killing of the leader.
Audrey Kurth Cronin is with the National Defense University. She lists the ways terrorist movements have ended in the past.
Sometimes negotiations can help lead to the end. Success, which is, by the way, relatively rare. Failure, where groups lose popular support. And then finally, reorientation of the violence of a group.
In other words, the group comes to the conclusion that terrorist attacks aren't getting them any closer to their goal. That's basically what happened with the IRA in the late 1990s. A 1998 car bombing carried out by an IRA splinter group in Omaha killed 29 people, including 9 children. Cronin, who wrote a book called How Terrorism Ends, said that bombing sparked such outrage among the people of Northern Ireland that it gave impetus to the Good Friday peace talks. When it comes to al-Qaeda, Cronin sees the group waning because it's losing support among the world's Muslims.
I mean, you can really see a sea change in the Muslim world with respect to its attitude toward al-Qaeda. I think there's a broad feeling that al-Qaeda has hurt Muslims more than anyone else.
According to the Combating Terrorism Center at West Point, 99% of al-Qaeda's victims outside the war zones of Afghanistan and Iraq were non-Western in 2007. In 2008, 96% of them were. Cronin says those kinds of numbers, not drone attacks, could lead to al-Qaeda's undoing.
And popular repulsion to that kind of behavior is a classic way for a group to be undermined and sometimes to reach its end.
What's really been neglected for a long period of time is this political component.
Gregory McNeil teaches national security at Pepperdine Law School. He says the U.S. can accelerate al-Qaeda's demise by eroding its support among Muslims.
Trying to delegitimize the organization, trying to undermine its grassroots support, the components, the foot soldiers who are willing to carry out these types of attacks.
That's already happening. Polls carried out in Muslim countries by the Pew Charitable Trust late last year show a huge shift in public sentiment against al-Qaeda. Pakistanis with an unfavorable opinion of al-Qaeda jumped from 34% to 61% last year. Only 9% of those surveyed in Pakistan have a favorable view of al-Qaeda. Then there are the attitudes about terrorism in this country. For the past decade, the Fox show 24 has built a franchise on America's fascination and fear about terrorism.
Erwick has gone the canister.
Remember when Jack Bauer was cool?
Damn it!
24 was often ahead of the curve. It had a black president years before Obama. It offered a window into the fight against terrorism. It helped fuel a serious debate over the use of torture.
And now it fizzled out.
Again, that was Gregory McNeil of Pepperdine. Fox has just announced that the ticking clock is winding down and that this is 24's last season. So is this another case of the writers of 24 predicting the future?
It probably doesn't change our analysis too much, but it certainly suggests something about pop culture-wise thinking about terrorism. Maybe we're all just bored with it.
In all seriousness, boredom is like a death sentence for terrorists. This is one way these movements can end. Like 24, they lose their audience. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.